Hello, fellow Kentuckians and other friends, and welcome to a new edition of my Old Kentucky Podcast. My name is Robert Connie, and joining me, as always, is Jasmine Smith. Jasmine, how are you today?
I'm doing good. A little sad to be back to work after the holidays, but that's okay.
Did you have a good holiday?
I did.
That's good. That's excellent.
I got like a full week off of work. That's great.
That is nice. That's very great. Well, today, Jasmine, is another holiday of sorts.
It is.
Today is January 3rd. It is the first day of the Kentucky General Assembly, the first day of a legislative session.
Happy Legislative Session Day, Robert.
Happy. Thank you, Jasmine. And happy Legislative Session Day to you as well. We thought today we would do a little bit of catch-up and talk a little bit about the first day of the session and talk to you guys about different ways that you can pay attention to the session if you are so inclined. So, without any further ado, let's get started. Okay, Jasmine, I don't think that this is going to be too long of a show, but I did want to get people up to date with what's going on and talk to people about how to get more informed about the session if they so chose. So, Jasmine, today was the first day of the session. Today was January 3rd. The legislature has 30 legislative days to complete their business. We talked a little bit about this last time on the podcast. Do you remember what 30 legislative days means? Pop quiz.
It's how many days the session is, but it's not like business days. They have until March 30th.
Exactly. They can adjourn for a set period of time and then come back into session whenever they feel like it. So they have 30 days that they're actually writing laws to do their business, and they will probably wrap up by March 30th. So today is the 3rd. It'll probably go on for all of 3 months, but it may wrap up before that. Just so you know, the legislature has already made plans to take a break between January 9th and February the 6th.
Why do they take a break so quickly after they just started today?
There's a lot of stuff.
Is there a reason for that?
There's a lot of stuff they got to get done first. Like, first off, like, they have to elect their leaders, and they have to file bills, and they kind of have to get a sense of where the session's going. So what happened today was there was a big ceremony in which their Republican House was swept into power. There was an election of Jeff Hoover on the House floor, which he got a standing ovation for. He deserves it since he won the election. And it was a lot of pomp and circumstance. But then they'd also made a bunch of committee assignments, and they filed a bunch of bills. So the first week is going to go on, and essentially that's going to set the stage. And then they're going to adjourn, and then that kind of gives the leaders of both parties a chance to strategize and figure out what they want to set as their priorities.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Okay, I'm glad it does. So one of the big things that was a little bit mysterious before today, we talked a little bit about this last show when we talked about the legislature, but we didn't know who the Democratic House leaders would be. Remember that Greg Stumbo was the House leader before, and he'd been removed from power because he lost his election, and we weren't really sure who would be in charge. So we do know now who the Democratic leaders are going to be. Rocky Adkins of Sandy Hook, which is in eastern Kentucky, he is going to be the minority leader.
That's a great name for a leader, Rocky.
Rocky, yes.
Yeah, I like it.
He had been the floor leader prior, so he had been in leadership, but two newcomers are going to fill the slots in the Democratic leadership. So Dennis Keene is going to be the caucus chair, and Wilson Stone will be the whip. So those are new people, and this is the first time in a very long time. I read this from Tom Loftus, who works from the Courier Journal. He said this is the first time he can remember that there's no women and no people of color as leadership on either party. So Sandy Overly had been in leadership before for the Democrats, and she is no longer. Do not have any details on this. Again, the session just began today. This will probably be more that's coming out about that. But yeah, that is the case about the leadership in the House and Senate this year. Okay, Jasmine. So the other big thing that happened today was a lot of bills got filed. We got to see what are people's priorities. So House Bill 1, which is reserved for the most important bill in the chamber, that House Bill 1 is a right-to-work bill.
Hey, we talked about that, and we told you guys that was going to happen.
We did say that was probably going to happen. So House Bill 1 is a right-to-work bill. It will certainly pass probably before the initial recess. I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Bevin's signature isn't on a right-to-work law before that recess on January the 9th. So that's House Bill 1. House Bill 3 is related to it as a bill. The House Bill 3 is a repeal of the prevailing wage law. Jasmine, I honestly don't remember. Did we talk about what prevailing wage was during our Right to Work show?
I don't think we did.
Okay, well, prevailing, do you know what it is?
I would like you to explain it more.
Jasmine, you're one for two on your pop quiz.
I know.
Okay, so whenever work is done on a government project, and this is especially important for stuff like roads, and a private contractor is doing the work, they have to pay a prevailing wage to the workers. So essentially, this increases the pay of a lot of people who work on the project. I don't want to quote an exact dollar figure, but I would say I think it's in the 17 and change range for people who work in construction, which is higher than you can get on private projects. So if you work on a government project, workers tend to make more because of this law, which requires you to pay the prevailing wage, essentially as a way to increase the pay to workers. The Republicans want to repeal this because they think that, you know, by reducing the costs for business, they can make more money and hire more people and do more work. So the Democrats would argue that that just takes money out of the pockets of the regular hardworking people. You can make up your mind, you know, where we stand probably. So that's House Bill 3. It will also almost definitely pass. So that will end the prevailing wage in Kentucky. So, okay, that's two pieces of legislation out of the House that I definitely heard about today. You'll probably hear more about this by the time you read it. The other piece of legislation that I wanted to talk about for sure was Senate Bill 5. Senate Bill 5 is a bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Senator Stivers, who's the Republican leader in the Senate, he said that that will also pass at least the Senate before the initial recess. I can't imagine that the House of Representatives would face too much opposition in that either. So,
right. Even in this past legislative session, when we had a Democratic House, they passed an abortion restriction bill. And so I think that even in the Kentucky House, some Kentucky Democrats support bills like this. I definitely don't think that will be a problem.
Yeah, I would say that the main obstacle towards this passing in the past has been that Democratic leadership in the House has not brought it to the floor. I think if it had gotten to the floor, even the leadership would have voted for it.
Right.
So that's basically what's keeping this from passing. And now that that obstacle has been removed, that will probably pass into law. So those three bills are on the floor and will likely pass. Okay, so those are three things that I think are very top priorities for both chambers. There was other stuff about pensions that was introduced and some other bills as well, but those are the three things that seem to get the most, I heard about the most in the news today. One other piece of news about about legislation, House Bill 10. House Bill 10 confirms Matt Bevin's executive order on the University of Louisville Board of Trustees. That's something we've been talking about at length. This would restore the Matt Bevin Board of Trustees that he appointed, that's smaller and includes Papa John and some other people. But it will likely get marked up in committee. So this bill is something that's going to go to committee. And even Jeff Hoover, who I think filed the bill, he said he doesn't expect it to pass as written and that it will probably change.
Would that be because of the accreditation issues and U of L being on probation?
I think
because
so.
Because of his actions?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the reason it would change would be those reasons precisely. I don't know exactly what changes will be made. Yeah, that's something that's going to need to be watched. And that's something, unlike a lot of these other major pieces of Republican legislation that are probably going to pass without too much issue, this is something that probably will face a lot of opposition, probably even from Republicans.
Even both sides, right.
Yeah, so that's something to watch for sure. So those are four pieces of legislation, I think all four of which we've talked about on the show. So if you paid attention to the show, congratulations, you know some stuff about what's going to happen. A couple more pieces of news about the first day of the legislative session, just some political type stuff. The House had some trouble approving its rules. So just so you know, before when a Congress comes into session, the first thing that happens is they have to approve their rules. The federal Congress, you may have heard, got in a little trouble with their ethics rules in the federal House of Representatives. The Kentucky House of Representatives also had a little bit of trouble. The Republicans put forth the rules, and the Democrats said they wanted to trust but verify, which is a Ronald Reagan quote. They said they wanted to verify that the rules weren't going to take advantage of their minority status. So the Republicans said, no, we want to get right down to work. And I'm not even sure if they passed. They wanted to delay it at least a day. That might have happened, but I'm not sure. So
we'll update you.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Pay attention on some of these media pieces that we'll talk about here in just a second. That was another piece of interesting news. The Democrats seem to be putting up a little bit of a fight still. And then lastly, the other thing that has to happen is committee assignments get made. We talked a little bit about that in our legislature show last time. The former Appropriations and Revenue Chair, who is the Democrat, Rick Rand, and the former Health and Welfare Chair, who is the Democrat, Tom Burch, they've been left off of those committees altogether. That was what Jeff Hoover said, was he didn't want the current chairs to be intimidated by the institutional knowledge, I guess, that these people held, but that made a bunch of people pretty mad, pretty aggravated at Jeff Hoover for leaving these people who have a lot of
experience on those committees.
Experience. They know what to do. They know how the committee works. Yeah, he's left them off entirely. So that's a little bit of something that, you know, was a little bit interesting to see. We'll definitely be updating you about things that have gone on in future shows, but we wanted you guys to know what's going on. But as you probably could tell, we don't know much yet. And so what we wanted to talk about in the second half of the show was how you can pay attention to the legislative session as it continues, as it goes on. We aren't going to do a show every day, but the legislature will probably have things happening every day. So Jasmine, how can people track the session?
Well, obviously we want them to tune into our show, but since we only record once a week, they should know how to follow along. So first, you can follow along by reading the newspaper.
Newspapers are good.
Yeah. You probably know about the Herald Leader and the Courier Journal. Those are probably the two biggest newspapers in Kentucky, but we're going to tell you about some smaller ones too. I'm not going to give you the URL to all of them because we can post our show notes.
Yes.
That would be really boring if I read every single URL.
Right.
So yeah. You can follow along through the Herald Leader, the Courier Journal.
Which the Herald Leader is out of Lexington and the Courier Journal is out of Louisville.
Right. The Bowling Green Daily News, Owensboro Messenger Inquirer, the Paducah Sun. We mentioned the Paducah Sun on
right.
the show.
And the Paducah Sun's a pretty conservative newspaper, and the other ones are actually pretty moderate, but on the liberal side of moderate, I would say. But those are five big ones that are pretty independent.
Right. And a few others that are smaller newspapers, the Ashland Daily Independent, Corbin Times Tribune, the Glasgow Daily Times, the Richmond Register, and the Somerset Commonwealth Journal.
Okay, so that second set of five newspapers is part of what's called the Community Newspaper Holdings. CNHI, I think, is the acronym. Ronnie Ellis is a big political writer there. So he actually broke that Kevin Sinnott / Russ Meyer thing that we've talked about at length.
Right.
And he works for
that was the Ashland Daily Independent.
He works for CHNI, and they own both the Ashland Daily Independent and the Glasgow Daily Times. So he works mostly for the Daily Times, but he's a big political writer, and he gets published in all those newspapers. And those are good smaller newspapers in Kentucky that they share staff, and they're good ones. That's why we put them on the list.
Awesome. And you can also follow along through your local radio stations. Louisville has WFPL and WHAS. In Richmond, you can follow along with WEKU. In Lexington, you can listen to WUKY. WKMS is in Murray, and then WKYU is in Bowling Green.
Right, and those are NPR affiliates, and they all have their own staff, except for WHAS. That's in a Clear Channel station, but they do a lot of political reporting. But the other ones are all NPR affiliates, and they all have websites that you can read if you don't want to actually just listen to the radio all the time. But yeah, those are good ones. A lot of the NPR ones share staff and share stories, but they do a lot of independent reporting about the individual communities and also about the impacts to their localities about state politics. So there's good radio stations.
Also, can follow along on TV with KET, WDRB in Louisville, and CN2 also has a politics show.
Yeah, KET is... Hopefully you know what KET is, but if you actually wanted to watch the legislature in session, you can do that. We actually put up the KET live stream that the Senate Republicans put on their feed, but you can actually watch the sessions as they go on KET. We put down WDRB in Louisville because they do a lot of political reporting. They have Marcus Green working for them, who did a lot about the Yum Center. We talked about him at length during our Yum Center show, but he also reports on the legislature, and they have a lot of other people that work in the news and politics realm as well. And then CN2, their politics show, is longstanding and very good. Started with Ryan Alesi a million years ago, but now they've got a good team working there as well. So they have a lot of good stuff to pay attention to.
And finally, you can follow along on Twitter. You can follow hashtag KYLEG and hashtag KYGA17. So this is kind of controversial, which hashtag you follow. Robert, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, this annoys me greatly, but they say you should tweet one or the other when you're talking about the legislative session. I would recommend following both. Most of the time, people just put them both in, but, you know, not always. KYGA is Kentucky General Assembly 17, but that became kind of interesting this year if you followed it, because, Jasmine, do you know that Kylie Jenner and Tyga are dating?
I think I've heard that maybe once before. I don't know.
I'm vaguely aware of, but I
may have accidentally tuned into like Entertainment Weekly or something at some point and heard about it. I don't know.
I have never watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I am vaguely familiar that Tyga is a rapper that I think Kanye signed at one point or another. Anyways, Kyga is apparently the portmanteau of their names. So there were a lot of people on hashtag KYGA17 that were very confused that they thought that Kylie Jenner and Tyga were getting married in 2017. So that was that was pretty funny earlier today with that. But a lot of people don't like KYLEG also, because I saw a great tweet today that said, that seems like a deal you would get at KFC. The KY.
It does kind of sound like that.
Regardless, those are the two things to follow. There's a lot of good information out there. If you know how to use Twitter, I would just follow those two hashtags and then pick people out there that you like to follow in your own feed. So those are really good places to look for information.
And of course, you can also follow along through the LRC's website. We talked about the LRC last week on the podcast, well, 2 weeks ago,
right?
And I will give that URL out. That one's www.lrc.ky.gov/legislation.htm, and so that's a good place where you can find out everything that's going on in this session.
Yeah, and that one, if you want to get in the weeds, which, you know, we do, if you want to get into the weeds, that place is the place to do it, because they actually post all of the bills that are filed every single day, what was read in each committee, the committee reports, what's passed onto the floor, where each piece of legislation is. They have a thing called Bill Tracker, which you can utilize if you're interested in a specific piece of legislation, if you want to know where it is and everything else. So that is a very powerful tool. We encourage people to use the resources that they're paying for with their taxes, which that is one of them. So yeah, that's a good one to use. But if you don't want to get into the weeds, we will, and we will tell you about it here at My Old Kentucky Podcast, which every week you can listen during the session to figure out what has been going on. Jasmine, there hasn't been much that's happened yet this session, since it's only day one. But we haven't talked to people in about 2 weeks. It's been a nice holiday.
But we did, I feel like we took a good week to take off, because not much happened. We haven't had any huge stories that we had to record a podcast to break the news or anything. But
everybody wanted to spend the holiday with their family, which is important and good. But there will likely be some fireworks in the next couple of weeks, which we will be here to tell you all about. Before we go, how can people get a hold of us?
They can find us on Twitter at @myoldkypod. We'll also post our show notes on Medium, and that'll have the links for all of those media outlets that we talked to you about today. You can also find us on Facebook, My Old Kentucky Podcast, and you can find our podcast on just about any podcasting app of your choice.
Excellent. So we will talk to everybody soon with more information about the session. All right. Bye.